بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: ما صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة بعد أن نزلت عليه إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح إلا يقول فيها سبحانك ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي. متفق عليه. وفي رواية في الصحيحين عنها رضي الله تعالى عنها: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول في ركوعه وسجوده سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي. يتأول القرآن. معنى يتأول القرآن أي يعمل ما أمر به في القرآن في قوله تعالى: فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره. وفي رواية لمسلم: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول قبل أن يموت: سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها: قلت يا رسول الله، ما هذه الكلمات التي أراك أحدثتها تقرأها؟ قال: جعلت لي علامة في أمتي، إذا رأيتها قلتها، إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح، إلى آخر سورة. If you recall, yesterday we discussed this important chapter, that towards the end of a person's life, he should increase his good deeds. And when this surah came down, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. When you see help from Allah Ta'ala coming, and victory, when you are seeing many people entering the fold of Islam, then Allah Ta'ala had commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to glorify Allah Ta'ala, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and استغفار, استغفرullah, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most accepting of a person's tawbah. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this verse or after this surah was revealed, he never performed any salah except that he would read in his ruku, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdik, Allahumma ghfirli. Wallah, you are free from all type of blemishes, faults, deficiencies, shortcomings. Ya Allah, you are pak, you are pure. So we are glorifying you with your praise. Wallah, forgive me. So he would read this in abundance in his ruku and his sajda. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, Ya Rasulullah, what are these words that you are now newly saying? Previously, we never heard you saying this in your ruku and sajda. So he said, an alamat, a sign has been made for me, that when I see this sign, then I have to glorify Allah ta'ala more. And what is the sign? The victory that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Makkah was conquered again, and many, many tribes around Makkah then embraced Islam. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُكْثِرُ مِنْ قُولِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. In one narration it is mentioned that he would read سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. قال قلت يا رسول الله أراك تكثر من قول سبحان الله بحمده أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. فقال أخبرني ربي أني سأرى علامة في أمتي فإذا رأيتها أكثرت من قول سبحان الله بحمده أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه فقد رأيتها إذا جاء نصر الله الفتح فتح مكة ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. The exact same explanation has been given in this narration also, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then read after the revelation of Surah An-Nasr, and this is just before his demise, he began to praise Allah Ta'ala even more than what he used to normally praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next hadith, an Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, qal, inna Allah سبحانه وتعالى تابع الوحي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل وفاته حتى توفي أكثر ما كان الوحي. متفق عليه. سيدنا أنس رضي الله عنه says that Allah تعالى sent down وحي, revelation, more frequently to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم closer to his demise. So closer to his demise, we find that that was the period where most ayat were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that when he passed away, the revelation was at its highest frequency. So from this we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, see, wahi did not come down. The whole Quran did not come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at once. It came in stages over a period of years, period of time. As the need arose, Allah Ta'ala sent down a particular verse. So if there was some need amongst the community, somebody asked a question, probably see something about Hajj, then Allah Ta'ala sent down the verse of Hajj. Something about fasting, then the verse on fasting came down. So as the need arose, Allah Ta'ala sent down sometime one verse, sometime many verses, sometime an entire surah. But just before the demise of Rasulullah SAW, that last period of his life, most of the verses of the Quran were revealed. Some ulama and scholars explain, because that was the time when many, many more delegations embraced Islam, and there was a need to know more, and therefore Allah Ta'ala sent down more wahi at that time. And of course, before Rasulullah would leave this world, the entire deen had to be made perfect, and every law had to be explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The important injunctions of Islam had to be sent down. So Allah Ta'ala then sent down all these verses, so that when Rasulullah passed away, deen was completed. So the last part of his life, again, tying up with the heading, the chapter was, when a person is now leaving this world or towards the latter part of his life, he should increase his a'mal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wahi should come down to him, came more frequently towards the end of his life. The last hadith in this chapter, عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبعث كل عبد على ما مات عليه رواه مسلم. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah SAW said, every person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. He will be resurrected in the state in which he passed away. How a person passed away? Perhaps somebody passed away in Hajj, in Ihram. So on the day of Qiyamah, he'll wake up with his Ihram. He'll be saying, Labbaik, Labbaik. What a beautiful mouth. Somebody passes away in Sajda, or Ruku, in Salat, in a good condition. That is the condition a person will wake up. Person passes away with iman, he'll be raised with iman. If a person passes away with disbelief, with kufr, right at the end of his life, he uttered something which was kufr, then he will be raised on that condition. If somebody is taking drugs, he's drinking wine, he's committing zina, Allah Ta'ala save us, then he'll be raised on the day of Qiyamah in that condition. That is why our mashayikh, ulama stress on this point that you do not know when maut will strike. We do not know when maut will strike. Let maut come to us in the condition that Allah is pleased with us. If a person is popping drugs in his mouth, or he is listening to music, or he is doing something haram, imagine at that time if maut comes. Like in the hadith, it is mentioned when the person is committing zina, then his iman is taken out of his heart, and it is suspended above him. Until he is committing that shameless act of zina, the iman is out of his heart. Imagine passing away in that condition. Allah Ta'ala save us. So every person will be raised in the day of Qiyamah in the condition in which he passed away. May Allah Ta'ala give us a good maut. May Allah give us a tawfiq of increasing our amal. When maut will strike, we do not know. When is the last part of our life, we do not know. Therefore, we should try and increase our amal. And especially those of us who had, alhamdulillah, 50, 60 years of age, then it is now important for us to read excessive tasbih. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi. Make istighfar and tawbah. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most forgiving. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.